News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Parents whose children run riot, tormenting neighbours by engaging in antisocial behaviour, should face fines or have social welfare payments cut to tackle the issue. So says Willie O'Dea, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on social protection. Victoria White, columnist with The Herald, joins us now. Victoria, do you agree with Willie O'Dea?
No, I don't, of course. I mean, I don't suspect that he thinks many people would agree with him, but I think they'll talk about him on the radio, which is what we're doing now. I mean, you know, this is the oldest line in the book, I blame the parents. You know, the parents are to blame. And sort of there's a very easy sort of picture of social disorder in, you know, young people running riot. And so I think it's, I mean, start to drill down into it. You know, what is classified as antisocial behaviour? How could you possibly pin that on an individual parent? You know, that your child is your child of maybe 15 is out in the broad daylight at 4 p.m. Is that a crime on the part of the parent? How can you possibly clearly show that the parents, you know, it's the parents' negligence that has caused the child to do something and not any, oh, who knows, just the child's personality, that maybe some issue the child may have from birth or the social disadvantage.
What about if your kid is out at, you know, is 14 and it out at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning? Is there not a responsibility in parents to say, you know, actually you should be in and you shouldn't be out at that time and we should know where you are and what you're doing?
But I mean, none of this is legally encoded. I mean, we don't have a law against the child being outside the door at 1 a.m. So you can't just say, you know, well, we should just go round to the... You know, that's not the way a civilised society runs, whereby you decide, I don't like something. I mean, these things are very culturally... They're very culturally divergent. I mean, some parents from some different cultures, you know, they have their children up later than others. You know, and...
We're not talking about bedtimes. Yeah, but like, but kids who are 13 and 14 should not be out at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. That's pretty emphatic, is it not?
I wouldn't like my kids to be thus. However, I don't think that that's that we have a legal code which says that. So, you know, you start off with a legal code. You can't just go round. I mean, certainly I would be in favour of a guard of force that could bring a child around to parents and take them off, you know, and say, listen, I don't think this is wise. You know, your child has been disorderly, you know, etc. And then perhaps go on to the social work end of things, whereby is this child not getting a rearing? But I mean, the idea that what you go to first is that you try to cut the social welfare. I mean, like, we know that social welfare is actually just a subsistence wage. So the idea that children, we have, a large proportion of children living in poverty. The idea that you would try to plunge them into further poverty as a way of tackling disadvantage is something I wouldn't expect of Willie O'Dea, frankly.
Okay, no, fair enough. And look, you make pretty logical points that are difficult to argue it against that. I mean, I know instinctively there'll be people going, but. And I'm thinking myself, I was on the Lewis 5 or 6 weeks ago, and a bunch of kids who couldn't have been any more than 11 and 12 came on. There was about 15 of them. There was a real sort of pack mentality. They were up to no good. They were aggressive. They were insulting. And I did kind of think, where are their parents? Why aren't their parents keeping them alive? Now, I'm not saying their parents should be locked up or anything like that.
No, but social work is where you come in here. Well, you know, you come in here and you have the guards working well with the social work. I mean, of course there just isn't enough. There aren't enough guards, there aren't enough social workers. But, I mean, that's what you have. You see, yes, you have a problem. I mean, those kids have the bigger problem than you have sitting in the Lewis, to be honest.
Oh, they do.
I mean, where
are
those kids going? You know, so, and that is our, as a wider society, that is our problem. You know, and I mean, you have to feel sorry. Even, you know, terrible crimes committed by young people that happen occasionally, you have to feel sorry also for the young people, because, I mean, that is the beginning of their life, and the beginning of their life is over. And you have to see that the risk of those kids, for those kids on the Lewis that are threatening you, is that they do something stupid that wrecks the rest of their lives. So, I mean, the fact is that this is a social problem. And I mean, not to sound like people, oh, the lily-livered liberal, et cetera, but sorry, you don't have a legal code to allow you to go around with that child by the scruff of the neck and say, I'm going to take your money off you.
Fair enough. All right. Victoria, thanks indeed for joining us. Victoria White, columnist with The Herald there.